Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. Sean and Vern, short show today, and we are headed right off to Nashville right after the show ends. And we will be live in Nashville tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Facebook Live and our trip out there to Nashville, too.
Yeah, some of it. This ought to be good. This is when our relationships go to the next level.
Oh, it's going
to
change.
I know it is. Hopefully, we get to see our guy out there next week, Yahoo Sports, Therese Paylor. Straight up, you know you're my guy, and we wouldn't have wanted anybody else to speak to about this situation with the Chiefs. Now, you, the last time we were on, you were being real vague and saying, let's just wait. They're going to do something. They're going to do something. Well, they did it. The big splash. They go and get Frank Clark, who is one of the best pass rushers in football. And, Therese, this is my thing that I want to get from you. Because my big issue is, all right, you went ahead and created a problem, created a hole by getting rid of and trading D Ford. And to my opinion, arguably, overpay for it, overspend for it, and then give up picks as well. And I just figure and don't think that the distance between the two players of Frank Clark, I think Frank is overall a better player, but I do think D Ford is the better pass rusher, but I just don't think the distance between the two is that great. Your opinion, because I really respect your opinion. Opinion, what is the gap between D Ford and Frank Clark?
I'm actually a little surprised there's, like, any doubt about, like, how this makes the team better from a football perspective. Like, if you wanted to have issues with, like, the off-field and the optics and the PR and, like, what that could mean, like, we can talk about that and I can respect that. But from a football perspective, Frank Clark is the truth. Like, watch the tape. Put on Game Pass. He plays his butt off. He's a tempo setter. As a pass rusher, he's consistently productive, and as a run guy, you don't really run at him. He's 25 years old. He'll turn 26 in this summer. And one other thing you have to remember too, and this is what's important when it comes to paying guys money. So remember last fall, I said we'll see if the Chiefs feel comfortable giving D Ford that money, because they won't if they have issues with the medical, right? Well, yep. Frank Clark's a guy who's only missed two games in his career, and he's still young, so he's actually got his prime ahead of him. From a football perspective, like, Frank Clark is a safer bet to live up to this monster contract. I do think there's a difference between the two players, especially in this specific scheme and what they're going to ask these guys to do. You guys know I like D Ford. You guys know that's my guy. But I'm just telling you, in the scheme, with the amount of stunts they're going to run up front and the way they're going to lean on this front to be physical against the run and have better run fits, like, Frank Clark is a much better fit for what they want to do than Justin Houston or D Ford. And, by the way, one last thing. I think we all agree the Chiefs are trying to win the Super Bowl in 2019, and that's really smart considering the fact Patrick Mahomes is going to secure the bag this offseason, right? Well, the defensive line, as structured, was not good enough to win the Super Bowl. Now it may be. You know, now you've got a premier edge rusher, you got a premier defensive tackle, and with some young guys that are potentially ascending, that's good enough, especially in the playoffs. And I'll add one more thing, because I know I've been talking a long time. Ryan, you and I have talked about the importance of having some wolves up front. Like, we've talked about you needing to have some, you know, some guys that set the tempo, and, like, you know, when it comes down to January and it's the fourth quarter, you know, you start messing up, some guys are going to hold you accountable on the field, teammates. between Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu, they have that dog in them. And there's no doubt that they will hold teammates accountable for not doing their job. So that's kind of where they're coming from. And that's why I understand why they made the move.
All right, and Therese, we have talked about it. The dog thing from one of our first shows that we ever did. We've talked about that, and I agree. And then you brought it up, so I'll move to it. And, yeah, I'm about a guy that has dog in it, but I'm against the move. I'm against the move in what everything you gave up, especially compared with the baggage that comes along with this cat. There is a line for me personally there, and I don't believe that there are just dogs in the league. That it seems like to me the Chiefs, the dogs they keep finding always have to seem to put their hands on women, and that's been the hard part for me. I get you, Frank is a dog. I won't deny that, but I guess to that you've covered this organization and this team. Are you at all surprised with their history and just what just happened with Kareem Hunt? Are you at all surprised that they took this chance and made this move?
I think I would have been definitely last year, and even like a month ago, I was a little surprised that, you know, if they would have done it just because the Tyreek Hill thing's up in the air and they've got this history. And I'm actually very sensitive to that history. Like, I think there's like a really good case to like not do it based on that, right? Yeah. But I also know this. If he's just trying to win a Super Bowl, man. And I think Andy Reid's 61 years old. He's been a head coach in this league along. He's one of the greatest coaches to never win a Super Bowl, despite his history. I think he needs a Super Bowl to be a Hall of Famer. And I think fans here can taste it. I think for the first time in a long time, they can actually taste it. And I think that, you know, from that perspective, and I know they did extensive, you know, background work on Frank Clark. Like, I think from that perspective, they felt like they could take a gamble here and bet on the person. And that's what it is, to bet on the person, because if something goes wrong here with Frank Clark, something off the field, they're going to get savaged for it, right? But there's also a chance, you know, that he ends up being fine off the field. He ends up being the defensive tempo setter you want. And look, guys, the bottom line is that they're trying to win a Super Bowl this year, next year, and the year after. Frank Clark's not even in his physical prime yet, and he's a clear upgrade over what they had. This was a football move, and I'm very sensitive to, you know, some of the issues you bring up. I think we all are sensitive to that, and, you know, I think people are allowed to feel the way they want to feel about that.
Yep.
You know, it's just my job to explain, like, kind of what the thinking is, right, and help bring some context to that. And that's what I'm doing.
Therese Paylor, senior NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, joining us here on Show and Vern. Take us through the thought process of the Chiefs this offseason. Was replacing Dee Ford with Frank Clark, was that plan A? Getting rid of Dee Ford and bolstering up that safety position with Earl Thomas and the Honey Badger, was that plan A? What did we see yesterday in Frank Clark coming here? Was that idea number one, idea number two from Brett Veach and the Chiefs?
I mean, I think it was absolutely a tier one idea. As far as like what the number one option were, you know, I don't know all that, but I absolutely know that once you decided to fire Bob Sutton and Andy Reid made the decision to hire a defensive coordinator who asked his players to do different things up front, necessitating a scheme change and player fit, then you got to get to work getting guys to actually give him what he needs if you're going to ask him to work magic. I think we all agree that the Chiefs' defense last year was an abomination in every area except pass rush. I think we all agree that you could not continue to go down that path. And I think more than anything, a complete cultural sweep as far as changing what this team, changing the memories and some of the bad juju this defense has had over the last few years was necessary. Too many bad memories. Too many blown leads in January. Too many times these guys couldn't get off the field on third down. These are the type of memories that stick with you in the postseason if you have a lot of the same players and a track record of failure. But the only way you can change that is by making enough changes to make those same players feel like this year is going to be different, which is why you don't just hire Steve Spagnuolo. You're also hiring his defensive front, and the scheme changed. These guys are going to be better against the run, I feel, because they're going to be about scheme fits. And I think they're going to be able to get downhill a little bit more, too. You know, that read and react stuff wasn't really working. So, you know, I think defensively in January, with the change they've made and the players they've brought in, there's enough to feel like it's going to be different this time. And if you're asking about the importance of that heading to the offseason, it was monstrous. And you can't win a Super Bowl without a premier edge rusher. And I think the last Super Bowl showed, like, you got to be able to generate that pass rush. And the Chiefs have enough to do it, especially with the hire of their defensive line coach, Brendan Daly, who was part of the Patriots, who was the defensive line coach for the Patriots last season, when their stunts and games up front were amazing. So they're gonna really try to generate pressure with the four using stunts and games. And to do that, you need big, strong guys with quickness that are aggressive. And now they've got four up front that can do it, at least four, actually, because you got Oba, Okafor, those guys rotate all in with Clark. That's a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate you joining us, Terrez Paylor, Yahoo Sports, the best in the business. He thinks there is a gap, and I disagree with that, and I guess we will see that this offseason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.